The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciative that you are tuning in and listening live today, or if you are listening to the recording at another time. Each week, we will start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, we'll be exploring and playing with the concept of dogma and how shifting our perspective can also shift our reality. Our guest today is Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness. He hosts the Access Consciousness radio show here on the Empowerment Channel here on Voice America Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. Gary recently released his latest book, The Gentleman's Club. We are going to start this hour off with some guided imagery. I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. Let us first start off by taking a few deep breaths. Inhale through the nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, release it like you're blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. One more time. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. And like bring your attention to your heart center. And let your heart just fill with light and love and gratitude. And just feel that energy build. And send that love and light and gratitude up through your throat and through the crown and up to the heavens as high as you can reach at this time. And then receive that love and gratitude back as your heart expands even further. Now run that energy down through your knees, into your ankles, into your feet, into the Mother Earth. And bring that energy back up and feel your heart expand even greater. I just want you to send that love and gratitude out to the world. And as you imagine, the light in your heart center can be any color you like it to be. Let that just permeate through your being. Whether it be red or orange or yellow or green or blue or purple or white, whatever color feels right to you. And when you're ready, just come back into yourself, into your body, and join us as we just open the Energetic Toy Box today. Thank you. So now I'd like to welcome our guest, Gary Douglas. He's the founder of Access Consciousness. He's an international speaker and a best-selling author. How are you today, Gary?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I am. It's exciting to have you here. I listen to you on the radio, the Access Consciousness with you and Dr. Dane, and I love the Pearls of Possibility that you send out every month. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the Access Consciousness?
Well, it's like what we're looking for is how to make people more conscious in the world. Because the thing is, it's like I studied every church, cult, and religion I could possibly find for years, trying to figure out how to determine what was, what was right, that was actually right for me. Because what I found is there were a whole lot of people who had the point of view that they had the right point of view, but I had no idea how my point of view fit with theirs. So I was looking, okay, so what's really true here? And the one thing, I got involved with a group that said, what is true for you is what is true. I went, okay, that makes sense. And then they started telling me, well, the only thing that's really true is what, our person says is true. It's not really anybody else. And it's like, if it isn't written by him, it's not true. And I went, bullshit. Sorry. I know I'm not supposed to say that kind of stuff, but I do anyway. Now, I'm a little irreverent, as you may or may not have noticed. And I was looking for what's actually true in the world. What is actually possible that we don't even consider possible? So everything in Access is about really trying to promote people to recognize what they know that nobody else does and that nobody else is really willing to acknowledge or recognize. Because, it's like there's so many possibilities in the world of what's available to us. I mean, I don't know about you, but I do believe that this is an infinite universe.
I do agree
with
that.
A lot of people. for me, I was looking at, okay, so what's really true for everybody and how do we, how we access that place in ourselves where we get to that awareness of what's actually true for us and can choose that every moment of every day. And the one thing I was always told by metaphysicians is this is a free will universe. And I go, okay, so what does that mean? You have free will. Okay, what does that mean? You mean you can choose anything? Yes, as long as it's right. I go, wait a minute, that's not choosing anything. That's choosing only what's right. How much judgment do you have to do to choose what's right? So for me, I started looking at it from the point of view of, okay, so what if nothing was right, nothing was wrong? What if everything was about what you chose and how you wanted it to be? So that's where I functioned from.
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I actually read all these different things on religion as well, and that's where the dogma comes in. That's the toy we're pulling out of the toy box, the energetic toy box this week is dogma. And when Spirit showed it to me, it was like a card game, who let the dogma out, and it was a cross between Uno and strip poker. So we want to get down to the least amount of cards we can and just strip off all those false things that no longer serve us. And so when this came up, it's like I really thought of you, and I'm very grateful that you decided to join me to just talk about this and explore it, because we have these belief systems that no longer serve us because they're somebody else's truth and not our own. And so, like, dogma to me is just a belief, somebody's truth that is their truth, but it doesn't necessarily correspond with mine. So where do you see this, like, in people's lives, like on a daily basis? Where do they pull this in from, and how can they shift it?
Well, as an example, I have a friend whose son just became a Christian, quote unquote. And she was somebody who, it's like her whole life, she's been kind and caring and loving to friggin' everybody. And she's, it's like during her son's growing up period when he was doing drugs, sex, and rock and roll, she was totally willing for him to do that and recognize that you have to experience that as a kid. And she took care of his friends and she took them in and she made sure they didn't go off drunk or any of that kind of stuff. And she was just there for him. So he got a new girlfriend and she had sex with him to start with. And then she decided she was a vessel of God because God had told her. And she said, I will not have sex with you because I'm a vessel of God. And you don't get sex until we get married. And the kid, being just a little bit stuck in his penis, said okay.
I know. I have a 24-year-old. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. They're all fucking crazy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. Because, you know, it's like boy children are pretty much incompetent until they're about 34. Because the only thing they think with is their lower head. You know, it's like, I mean, thank God there are women in the world. Otherwise, we'd be in a serious pile of doo-doo. But at any rate, it's like this kid, you know, bought the dogma of the church, and he went around reading the Bible and, you know, preaching to people and doing all this kind of stuff. And his girlfriend told him that his mother was the enemy. She was a demon, and she had all this stuff, and she was against him. And it's like, this is a woman who had supported this kid his whole life, had been there for him, had taken care of him, had taken care of his friends, had never done anything other than support him and being aware of what he was aware of. And this girl decided she was the enemy. So she talked him into it. And he just, you know, he told his mother she was the enemy. She was the devil incarnate and all that kind of crap. And he bought the dogma of her point of view. And it's like, and unfortunately, he got married to this girl. He's 18, just barely legal. And it's like, and he got married to this girl. And his mother went, okay, you know what? I can't resist this girl. They're married. I got to just allow her to be who she is. And so she wasn't in resistance of the girl anymore and just allowed the girl to be who she was and hugged her and kissed her and took care of her. And then he had to, you know, it's like flipped her out, flipped the girl's sister out, and then he and his new wife had to walk around the block to figure out what was going on. The end result is his wife tried to convince her, you know, him that his mother was still the enemy. Now, this woman is not his enemy. This is the person who's been there for him his whole friggin' life. When his father was kind of abusive and weird, she stood behind him. When his life was out of control, she stood behind him. Whenever he needed something, she stood behind him. You know what? You've got to be able to recognize your friends. But the thing about dogma is when you claim that, you buy other people's points of view that are not actually true. And dogma is always about buying somebody else's point of view that actually isn't true.
I agree with that, because it's like, what is my truth? I mean, I've dealt with my son with things as far as that goes too, but he's actually pretty mature for his age. And it's like, I just said, you know, I know you're going to have, you know, sex and you're going to do these things, but I just want you to be safe and be respectful, because that's who you are. And it's about him being his authentic self in other ways as well. But, you know, when they buy into the rules of somebody else's rules, it's hard at that age to help them.
Well, yeah, I agree.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break here, and then we'll get back and talk a little more about this. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and, best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click Register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit voiceamerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Gary Douglas, and we are discussing dogma and how we buy into other people's truths, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and how we can shift that so that it doesn't keep control of us. So another place that I find where dogma is like where in the spiritual world is where we like need protection, and it's like, to me, that's a belief system. If you believe you need protection, then you're going to need it. If you need to buy that, you know, 45 revolver, then you're going to need that 45 revolver. But if you truly believe that you are protected, then you are. So that was one of the things I did want to talk to you about, because you had a series on that about that too.
I have theories about everything.
Oh, I know.
What else is new? Okay. So it's like, you know, it's like, for me, it's like, what I look at is, you know, it's like, so would an infinite being truly need protection? What would you have to be to need protection? That's make yourself less than you actually are. And it's like, I always teach people, you know, it's like awareness. If you're willing to totally be aware, you don't have to worry because you're protected. Because the only thing that really protects us is the total awareness. And I always get a kick out of the people in California who always say, I just want to be safe. I said, are you crazy? You live in California. You know, you live on a friggin' earthquake fault. What the hell that makes you think you can be safe? You don't want to be safe. You want to be aware. If you're aware, you'll know where not to be at the right time. And if
Correct.
You're willing to be unaware, then you're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I agree with that, because it's like, if you go into a place that is uncomfortable to you and it feels uncomfortable to you and you're aware of that of being uncomfortable, then that is, you know, a signal your body's giving you that this is not the place you need to be. So that's that light heaviness of yourself, you know, have
yeah.
that awareness.
Yeah, and awareness is always about, okay, does this feel like a good idea or a bad idea? You know, and I'm always trying to, you know, put it in a more pragmatic light. Remember the times in your, you know, remember the times in your life when you decided to go home and go to bed with somebody you knew you shouldn't go home and go to bed with. You know, it's like, but then I grew up in the time of drugs, sex, and rock and roll when it was free and easy.
Yeah, well, there wasn't the consequences as the generations pass get greater and greater. And it's like, if you
yeah.
believe that, then, you know, you really have to be aware of that as well.
Yeah. Well, even with that, you know, it's like I tell people, okay, so ask your body. If I have sex with this person, will I get a sexually transmitted disease? Which, by the way, includes pregnancy from my point of view.
Oh, at this point in my life, it does, too. I can agree with that.
Yeah. You know, the one sexually transmitted disease you can't get rid of is children.
Well, that's the one thing I like is that our bodies know everything. Our bodies remember everything. We keep that imprint in so that, you know, maybe our heads forget. You know, our brain forgets, you know, common sense, but our bodies always know what's right for us if we can check in with our body. So how do you recommend checking in with your body? What's a technique that you can recommend?
I personally ask, you know, I go, okay, body, what do you desire to eat, as an example? And it's like, one of the things I noticed is I started, you know, it's like I would go, okay, body, what do you want to eat? And I wouldn't open the menu until I'd ask the question, and then I'd open it, and my body would look at something, and I go, but I don't like that. And it's like, and at first, I would go, well, I don't like that, so I wouldn't order it. And then I'd order what I decided I liked, that my body didn't want. And time after time, my body would get what it wanted. And it's like it would come, and I'd look at the people at the table, and I'd go, did I order this? And they go, no, you ordered this. And it's like, but exactly what I got was what my body wanted, because it was bypassing me and going directly to the waiter's mind and their body and saying, this. And so I was getting what my body wanted all the time. And I went, okay, you know what? I got to get over my point of view that I have any control over my body. I'm an idiot. You know, it's like, what does your body know that you don't know? That if you actually allowed your body to know it and allowed you to know what your body knew, it would make your life easier.
So when somebody's looking at, you know, a truth or a belief that's not theirs, and how, so they need to recognize that. So what's, would that be the same way they would ask that, or would there be something else they could ask?
That would, the other thing I go, is this really mine? Is this my belief? One of the things I ask people to do is look at every thought, feeling, and emotion they have for about 6 months. You know, is this really my point of view? And it's like, and it's amazing when you go, okay, it's not my point of view, so where'd this come from? That's not a good question. Because the reality is, you bought it as your point of view regardless. So where does this come to? What's really true? And one of the things I did at one point, I was with my business partner, Dane, and we were in Sydney, Australia. And we were walking down the street looking for a place to eat. And he goes, hey, let's eat sushi. And I go, I don't eat sushi. And he looked at me and he goes, whose point of view is that? Not mine. Let's eat sushi. And I've been eating sushi ever since, and I love it. I was like,
I actually had a similar experience with that. A friend of mine says, you want to go for sushi? And I'm like, I'm not sure. I don't really like sushi. And it's like we went, and it's like one of my favorite meals. So that's...
Well, I mean, how could you not like sushi? It's like with wasabi, there's no nectar of the gods in the world more than, you know, the best nectars of the god are horseradish, wasabi, and caviar.
Oh, I've tried the caviar. I mean, my point of view is, my truth is, I'm not the big caviar fan, but I do love really fresh sushi with, you know, the salmon and the tuna. They're one of my favorites.
You might change your point of view if you had some really good caviar. I didn't think I liked caviar either until I had some really good caviar, and I went, oh, I don't like, it's not that I don't like caviar, I don't like crappy caviar.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, I'm always open to try. It's like one thing that with growing up with my mom, we always had to try everything on our plate. We didn't necessarily have to eat it all, but we just had to try it, and then we developed our own whether we liked it or not. So that I really honor her for.
Brilliant mom. Brilliant mom. How cool how lucky were you to have a mom like that?
Well, I was lucky in that way. She had some other things that were challenging for me, but I can really be grateful for the things that she did instill, because it's like that same way with my son. It's like I did that's one of the things I repeated for him is like, you know, how does this feel for you? When he said, like, I guess he was 8, he wanted to be a game designer and move to Japan. So that Christmas, I bought him a book on game designing and a Japanese-English dictionary and said, here. You know, because that was what he wanted to do at that time, you know, and he wanted to, you know, so it was just whatever his truth was at the time, I really wanted to just expose him to it to see if he could figure it out, you know, for himself, what he wanted.
Yeah, very cool. You're one hell of a good mom.
My son thinks so. It's like he was having trouble with accepting my authentic self as who as I was, and he would tattoo. He has all these tattoos and these piercings and everything, and he eventually said, he goes, you know, all this time you've never judged me for all this, and I've been so closed-minded in what you want to do. He said, I owe you an apology. And I got that when he was 20, and it's like, wow, you know, how awesome is that for a 20-year-old male to acknowledge that, and then
that's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful that he's in my life and that he's making his own choices of what he wants to do. Because I, you know, as a child, I was programmed that I had to make my eggs this way or this, or I was going to hell because I did that. And, you know, it's like I just really want people to know that they have the power to choose their own truth and their own reality.
I agree. You know, it's like my point of view is you have to realize what your choices are and realize. I mean, the thing that I get is that if we really look at the free will universe, what it really means is we have the choice to do anything. But most people don't realize their choice creates. You know, they think that choice means that I get to do whatever I want. Now you get to do whatever you want. It's like you got to see what your choice is going to create. If you realize that your choice was going to create a disaster, would you really choose that? Or would you actually have more awareness and be willing to choose something different? And that's really where I function from. So what's actually different here that could be chosen that I haven't even considered?
Mm-hmm. That's great. I really like that. If anybody wants to tune into your radio show, they can really get a lot more snippets and to help them to help shift in their way of thinking and their way of looking at themselves.
Which is the reason I do everything I do. You know, it's like I'm 70 plus years old. I work 12 hours a day most days, and I work about 28 days out of every month. And people say, why are you doing that? Because it's friggin' fun. I said, yeah, it's like the funnest thing in the world is to see somebody change so that they can create a greater choice in their lives. I had a lady who I was working with, and it's like when I first started working with her, she couldn't get out of bed in the morning. She couldn't take her kids to school. She, like, was so depressed. She thought she couldn't eat anything. She was going to a psychiatrist. She was going to a psychologist. She was going to a nutritionist, and nothing in her life was working. And 2 years later, she was getting up and finding out about her kids and actually could deal with her kids. It's like she started having a sense of humor. She started realizing that she didn't have a problem with her body. Her body just didn't like certain things, and her body desired something different than what the nutritionist was telling her that she had to eat. And she finally realized that she could create money, which was major for this woman. She grew up in a family where she had a trust fund, so she was told her whole life, you can't create money, you just have to rely on your trust fund. And it's like she learned she could create money. And it's like you see something like that, and it's like what's more valuable than that?
Okay, well, we're going to have to take another break, so thank you for that, and we'll talk more about that when we get back. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm here with Gary Douglas, and we are discussing more on how to let go of dogma and our false beliefs and what we can do to shift our lives by shifting our reality of our consciousness, of our truths that no longer serve us. So back to you, Gary. With that being said, do you have any exercises that people can, you know, our listeners could use to help with that shift?
Absolutely. And the best one is, does this really belong to me? Because like 90% of the time, you get a point of view or take a point of view, and you go, is this really mine? And it's like, I know that at one point, my 16-year-old son was supposed to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, and I stomped out of my bedroom. I said, young man, do you realize it's 2 o'clock in the morning? You have to go to work at 6 in the morning, and my mother said the same thing to me, and I didn't listen to her either, and I went back to bed. And I realized I was speaking my mother's words. I wasn't speaking my words. I wasn't looking at what was true for me. I wasn't looking at what was true for him. I was speaking what I had learned. And it's like we have all been taught that we're supposed to function as this, this, and this, none of which is actually true. And when you start looking at what's really true for me, a whole different universe opens up. And you got to ask, is this really true for me? And just that question, it's like my point of view is a question empowers, an answer disempowers. Most of our dogma are answers. Most of what's considered free is the question. So what question can I be here today that would change all this right away? What are the things I always ask?
So is there a way to like to monitor how your body feels? I mean, one of the things I do is like I stand and I'll say a truth. Like I'll say, my name is Julia, and I feel what my body feels like when I say that truth. And then I, the other thing I'll do is I'll say, well, my name is Peter, and then I feel what my body feels like that. And then from there, I ask the questions to see how my body will respond. Is there something else that you would recommend to feel listen to your body?
It's like the other part of it is, you know, it's like if you ask the question, if I create this, what will my life, you know, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And it's like, and you begin to realize that every choice is a source of creation. And do we all know exactly what we're going to create in 5 years? No, but we can tell which one, quote unquote, feels lighter, which one feels most like what we'd actually like to create. And then we have a choice. And then we can look at it and go, okay, is this going to get me where I want to go? You have no idea where it's going to get you where you want to go until you ask the question. If I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? A whole different universe is available to all of us if we're willing to be as different as we actually are. Difficulty is like, as I was saying to you on break, you know, it's like being weird. You know, it's like the word weird actually in the old dictionaries, prior to 1946, means of fate, spirit, or destiny. So it's like if you're weird, you're a fate, spirit, or destiny. If you're not weird, you're not being true to you. You got to be realize where you're a fate, spirit, or destiny. And that's the greatest gift each of us has to offer the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's not, you know, about pretending to be something we're not, because that's in a way, that's a dogma, because we're pretending to be so we fit in, or we're afraid of what somebody else is going to think, so we become something we're not.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Well, that, you know, I take sarcasm seriously, so I'm gonna think that was sarcasm, really sarcastic.
That was extreme sarcasm. Okay.
Yeah, like, I actually got that it was sarcasm.
I mean, it's like all the time people go, "Well, this is the way it is," and I go, "Based on what?" Well, that's what my mother taught me. I loved it. I had a lady who was like 74 years old that came to one of my classes, and I suggested something. I can't remember what it was. And it's what she said, my mother would never approve of that. I went, really? How old's your mother? She's dead. How long has she been dead? 15 years. And so 15 years later, You're not choosing something based on the fact that your mother would disapprove? Whose life are you living, lady? Yours or hers? And that's the dogma I see people doing, is trying to live by somebody else's point of view based on the fact that they don't want to disappoint somebody, or they, you know, whatever it is. It's like, why would you believe something is yours when it's not even your choice?
Well, the other thing is that leads into is some of us, my mom was a psychotic alcoholic and there was a lot of abuse. So we only know, sometimes we only know what we know. And if we ask for other possibilities besides what we know, that really opens up a lot of opportunities or possibilities to change. But a lot of us get caught in that loop or that cycle. And it really takes a lot to change and change out of that. So I think asking the questions of what could be different here that I'm not even aware of, and let the universe bring you some help.
Look, I mean, it's like the fact that you say you were a psychotic alcoholic. Okay, so someone would choose that for what reason?
I don't know. I mean, I went through. I mean, I can say in my 20s, I honestly, that's all I knew. So I chose that, and I still remember looking in the mirror, being afraid that I was going to be my mother, you know, with those. And then when I hit 30,
and unfortunately, you only took the best parts of your mother. You didn't just take the bad parts.
Well, I think I went through some of them in my 20s, but I let them go after that.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, but these are the ways we learn. You know, it's like, and we got to stop judging ourselves for what we chose. Being a psychotic alcoholic was fun.
Well, that was her, and that was her, you know, that was her life, and that was her reality. And I learned a lot from that. I really did. I learned, you know, who I was. It took me a while, but who I was. And
did you learn who you were? Did you learn who you didn't want to be?
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with that, because it's just, that was like so many lifetimes ago, that part of me. And when somebody, you know, to me, it just was building blocks to make me who I am, in that I made choices that I was not going to be that person. I was going to be my own person, and I was going to raise my son differently.
So, but how brilliant and how amazing is that, that you got that choice?
Yeah, and I'm grateful for it every day, because I just, you know, I have an awesome relationship with my son, and it's like, how does it get better than that? Because he'll just send me, okay, he's in Pennsylvania and I'm down in Florida, and he'll send me random texts telling me he loves me and how am I doing? It's like out of the clear blue, and he's not even asking for anything.
Can I just say that you got to get how amazing are you? Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's like, you got to get your willingness to go through everything you went through to learn about you, not what you didn't want to be.
Right, and
it's
a gift
that few people are willing to have the courage to do.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. It's just because sometimes that learning is painful, but what comes out on the other side is just all awesomeness. It's like, I just love my life and I love who I am. I can look in the mirror and say, hey, you're awesome and I love you, and I get to touch people's lives in magical ways. And being that I had those adversities growing up, it gives me such empathy to understand where sometimes their head is, so that I can, you know, facilitate a little bit of change for them as well.
I'm sorry that you're having such a good life. Could you give it up?
Don't be sorry.
I'm not really. I think it's thrilling. I think it's wonderful. You know, it's like, people deserve to see how amazing they are, and it's like few people ever do. And that's the one thing I find most difficult personally, is that when people don't get how amazing they are and how much they get as a result of, it's like the greatest experience, the greatest gift we get is recognizing what we went through that got us to where we are. And it's like, the one thing I always tell people is, like, everything I am today is the result of every choice I made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and each one of those things gave me an awareness of something different, which gives me the place where I can't judge another, because my pot was way blacker than anybody else's.
And the thing is that they are our choices, and we need to own our choices
because
we don't. I don't. You know, I've never set that responsibility on somebody else. I never said, you know, well, I made this choice because my mom did this. It's like, no, this was always my choice. Even when it was really, really a learning experience, it was still my choice. So to own your choices, I think, is a healthy way to change.
Well, at least it's smart. If you really want to change, you got to look at what you chose and go, okay, that was a stupid choice. Now what would I like to choose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm grateful for choices. I'm doing, you know, it's like my life is an amazing place right now, and I'm really happy. And I listen to you guys on the radio, and it's like I want to thank you for being part of that change too. Because I have a friend who she ran the bars, their access bars on me, and she's going to actually come down here and teach a class.
In cool.
March. Yeah, I think we're going to do it out of the house, and
She
reinforced that to help me stay in the question and ask me different questions. And it was like, wow, it's like, okay, I can look, because I've always been being a question person, but she even brought it to a higher level for me. And I want to, you know, thank you for planting the seeds with her that created the ripples in my life.
Well, I love the fact that this stuff rolls out across the world, and I watch people step up to being more of who they are every day in different ways. And it's like, I don't think everybody has to do access, and they don't have to be access, and they don't have to, you know, like follow my teachings, quote unquote. Because my point of view is my teachings are consciousness, and consciousness is something all of us have. Mm-hmm. And we need to recognize the consciousness of us and what we've chosen and what we've been. And it's like, I mean, it's been fun talking to you just because, you know, seeing how you are with your kid, seeing how you are as a person who takes, you know, takes responsibility for their choices and sees how you had a really serious amount of drug, sex, and rock and roll in your old days, and you still went beyond that. It's like, these are the amazing gifts that we as infinite beings have that few of us ever get, which makes me crazy.
Well, I'm gonna interrupt you because we have to take a short break, and you know how that is because you know how that is. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll talk more about this. Thank you so much.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life, and by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Gary Douglas. We were just talking about that there's different modalities, like access consciousness is one way to grow and find, you know, your spiritual path, but there are others as well. So we wanted to talk about that. When somebody says that you have to do it this way to take your spiritual path, that's another form of dogma, that there's other options. So do you agree with that, Gary?
My point of view is that somebody says you have to do it my way, run!
Yeah,
run as best you can! It's like, are you kidding me? No, it's like, I did enough churches, cults, and religions of different kinds. And when they said, we have the answer and nobody else does, it's like, wait a minute. And it's like, when I was a little kid, I was 10 years old. And I took my sister's hand and I went to church on Sunday. And it's like, and I watched these people being really nice to each other on Sunday. And then Monday, I watched them screwing each other. I go, wait a minute. What you said on Sunday is not what you're doing on Monday.
Right.
Where's the hypocrisy here?
Yeah, the hypocrisy of it all. So when you guys out there, my listeners, are exploring different ways to go on your spiritual path, you want to ask your body the same questions you would about other things. Like, if I take this Reiki class, or if I take an integrated energy therapy class, or if I take an access consciousness class, what feels right? What feels light? What feels heavy? And how will my spiritual journey expand in 5 years? So use that same process.
I agree. You know, it's like my point of view is not everybody needs to do access, not everybody needs to do Reiki, but each choice that we make adds another element to our awareness that lets us choose greater always. It's like, and everybody needs to get there the way they need to get there. You know, it's like if we all decided we had to go up to the Himalayas on the same path, what would
we
end up
with? It'd be pretty crowded.
Yeah, exactly. And it'd probably become a Grand Canyon instead of a mountain. So it's like, you know, it's like you got to realize we all got to get there the way we got to get there. And it's not about, I got the right answer. And that's one of the things I spent so much of my time going to places to go, we have the right answer and nobody else does. And I go, how can that be? And it's like, because I did churches when I was younger, it's like, it was always amazing to me. The Baptists would say the Methodists were wrong because they had the right God and the Methodists didn't. And the Methodists would say, well, we have the right God and the Baptists don't. And the Holy Rollers would say, well, we are the only ones who have the right God and those other people don't know what they're talking about. And then the Catholics, they would go, it's okay, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. And they would be going, okay, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm a terrible person, I'm a terrible person, I'm a terrible person. And it's like, what? How's that working? You know, it just always was crazy making to me that people always thought they had the right answer and nobody else did. My point of view is you got to find the answer that works for you.
Right. So when we're being conscious of ourselves and we're conscious of others and we look at others, it's so quick for us to judge. So instead of judging, love that person. Know that they are exactly where they need to be on their path and everything is in divine and perfect order. Because, you know, once we start putting judgment out there, then we're creating our own dogma for other people.
Well, I'm not going to go along with the divine and perfect order because I see a whole lot of imperfect people claiming to have divine and perfect order. So I won't go along with that one. But anything else you say is fine. Okay, because it's like, that's another dogma. It's divine and perfect order, which allows me to screw you over because I'm in divine and perfect order and you're not.
No, what I'm saying is everybody is, and I'm not saying I am. I'm saying everyone is.
I know, but I said to bring that up because I watch people do that all the time. And it's like, for me, it's like I see people going, I'm in the divine. I was amazed because I used to go to psychic fairs a lot, and I do access class, demonstrations and stuff there. And we'd run people's bars, and I'd work 12 hours a day doing this stuff. And it's like the Reiki people across the way would go, "We're superior to you. You're, you know, what you do is ridiculous." And then, yeah, there'd be these people go, "We're metaphysicians, and I can give the breath of life, and I can blow somebody over with it." It's like, and the competition was friggin' amazing to me. I thought Wall Street people were terrible until I met the metaphysical people.
Yeah, like, I've experienced some of that where it's like, well, I can't do this for the next 3 weeks, and I can only do this and then like do that. And I'm like, really? It's like you're serious. It's like you're going to buy into all these rules.
Yeah. Well, I love the ones who say, "My spirit guides tell me. I must tell you." Now, it's like, I've had spirit guides, and the one thing I know about true spirit guides is they never tell you anything. They ask you a friggin' question, and they go, "What do you want to do?" And it's like, I have these people who say to me, "My spirit guides tell me I can't do what you do." Okay, fine. I don't care.
Well, it's because I think, you know, you have, well, I don't even know if it's spirit guides or your ego trying to crush you. I mean, that could be a whole other avenue or
whole other conversation, let me tell you.
Yes.
But I watch these people, you know, go, "My spirit guide says," and I go, spirit guides, true spirit guides would never tell you anything. True spirit guide only tries to guide you. They don't try to tell you friggin' anything.
Yeah,
they try to
show
you there's a different possibility.
Yeah, one of the analogies, because I studied integrated energy therapy, and one of the analogies Stephen Thayer brought up was it's like we're like a ball in a pinball machine, and it's like, you know, we have our path, and, you know, if we're standing still, we're not going anywhere, but those little paddles will just help guide us wherever we choose to go, you know, as long as they keep moving.
Unless you think they're spirit guides, and then they'll slap you to wherever they want you to go.
My spirit guides have a really great sense of humor, so they don't slap me. So,
Well, it's like a true spirit guide will not slap you and try to make you go in a direction. A true spirit guide will say, "What about? What do you think?"
Yeah, with the possibilities and the opportunities.
The possibilities?
It's like,
yeah,
and it's like you always have a choice. We always have a choice. It's like, you know, these doors open, and we have the choice whether to go through them or not.
Isn't that weird? We have the choice, which is what makes it a free will universe, the fact that we have choice. And it's like, I think I personally feel that this is one of the luckiest times to be on the friggin' planet. It's like, there's more change, more disaster, more necessity, more possibility, more, you know, misery than in any other time in the planet. It's like, and we're closer to killing the planet than any other time. And it's going to be our choices that create the difference between whether this planet lives or dies. It's going to be our choices as to whether this becomes a place with future and possibility. And it's going to be our choices which determine where we go from here and what gets created. To me, that's the most exciting time in ever existing on planet Earth.
Yeah, there's a lot of change happening. There really is. And it's like, and, you know, to let go of that old stuff and bring in the new and to be witness to that, it's pretty exciting times.
Very exciting to me. You know, it's like my theme song is change, 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 change the fool, you know, because from my point of view, that's what we're going to do. We got to change the fools on this friggin' planet.
Well, we're about ready to wrap up here, and I am so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to join me and get to know me a little bit and give me the opportunity to get to know you a little bit and discuss the possibilities of changing. So,
it's a great pleasure, and I'm really glad you asked me. Thank you so much.
So you have an awesome rest of the week, and if you ever want to come back, just let me know because you're a lot of fun, and it's like I really, really... I really, really enjoyed this. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure. And I hope that your program does miraculously well. You deserve it.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody. I hope you'll join us next week for the Energetic Toy Box.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.